Phone Boy Speaks, episode 542, Cracking the InfoSec Social Nut.
Rob Nelson's a guy I've met in person through my work at Checkpoint. Not a Checkpoint employee. But anyway, he posted something the other day on the interwebs about how information security professionals aren't, on the whole, all that social. And, you know, and I see this at, you know, in my job at Checkpoint, you know, I occasionally deal with people, you know, that do post things on the web and share things. And generally speaking, I mean, let's face it, information, you know, security professionals don't necessarily want to share everything that they're working on. And so, and then you count the fact that, you know, a lot of information security professionals aren't really all that social. Forget the topic area, but it's you kind of throw those things together, and there's no wonder that there isn't a whole lot of people in information security that are out there, you know, sharing maybe their best practices or effectively communicating what it is they do and why it is they do it, what it is they learned. Now, I made my career actually sharing information about how to do things on Checkpoint. This was obviously many years ago, but this has been a problem that I've seen throughout the years. This isn't a new problem, right? We're having to get geeks out of their shell to actually, well, share information about what they're doing in a way that doesn't compromise, share everything that they're doing. And I realized that there's, you know, in these troubling times of things being more hacked and everybody's insecure about, you know, this, that, or the other, the next hack, the next Heartbleed, whatever, people are maybe less inclined to share. But I think that in order for us to get better, we do have to share. And, you know, and I don't know that maybe Twitter is the right place to do it. I mean, there's the fact that some of the people don't even use the tools that are out there, right? Which I totally get. But of course you can blog, and it's the way a VoIP community got built. I mean, I used back in the mid to late 2000s, I wrote a lot of pieces about voice over IP, and as a result, I joined a community of people, and this was before really Twitter and such had taken off, but it was that could be done, and now you probably do something similar, but the reality is that people don't share in the information security industry, and I think that's bad, right? I mean, I think we need to share what works, what doesn't, and I think it can be done in a way that doesn't, compromise our employer's information security. You know, we're talking about what works, what doesn't, and also I think we have to look at the whole problem space a little differently. Not just how do we secure our networks, but I mean, how can we get our users, right, to actually be on board with this stuff? And because I think people tend to view information security as, or things that would be kind of fall under information security, things like passwords and stuff, as impediments to, well, doing what it is they want to do, right? And so all of the steps that we try and put into place are exactly that. And so when those of us who are the paranoid bastards, right, when we're out there trying to protect the network from, whatever evil it is, that we have to realize that there are users out there, and whatever we suggest, right, is going to have to be accepted by them. Otherwise, they're just going to tell us to go pound sand, and we're not going to actually become, not going to make things more secure. But so, I mean, this is a problem, and I think Rob Nelson does a good job of articulating this problem, and I'll put a link to his piece in the show notes. But I think this is not something that's going to be easily solvable. I think, I don't know. I think we have to sort of band together. Maybe we do something like we used to do, say with blogging or something. It's a problem space I'm not quite sure how to solve, but it doesn't, those of us who are doing it need to band together and maybe encourage people that don't normally do it to get out there. And I'd even say the problem space is bigger than InfoSec, right? I mean, there are parts of, just networking and stuff that where people don't necessarily share what they're doing. And it's maybe because it takes so much time and energy and it's a high paid skill or whatever. But I think for the betterment of our collective networks, I think sharing, what we're doing, what works, what doesn't, is not a bad thing, right? And it's not, and we're not, you know, we're not selling ourselves short, right? Because let's face it, even if we are sharing, you know, what it is we're doing that works and doesn't, and socializing it, you still have to do the work. It's still hard, right? I mean, there's nothing in there that makes it suggest that just by sharing it, you're going to be devaluing yourself. You're not. This is something that I think it's something we all need to do as information security professionals, whether we are, you know, whether we're vendor shills like I am, or we're actually doing real InfoSec work, sharing our experiences and you know, and I mean, I guess the benefit I have as a vendor shill is I talk to a lot of customers and they tell me what works and what doesn't. I see what works and what doesn't, just based on what, you know, the observations and yeah, okay, it's, you know, at some point in the conversation I have to mention where Check Point's doing, you know, something that can help them, but I do get to see what works, what doesn't. And so I think there's actually some value in sharing what we know, and we need to do a better job of that in the information security industry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.